For Gen X, this is Jennifer Dennis Smith. For my mother, achieving the suburban dream was a series of steps, each one a little higher than the last. My childhood was spent moving from one place to another in search of the best life we could afford on her social worker salary. We were the Oklahoma Jeffersons, moving on up, but we stayed strictly to the west side, bouncing between suburbs like Moore and Mustang, finally landing in South Oklahoma City. With the purchase of the ranch-style home near Southwest 104th, it truly felt like we'd finally gotten our piece of the pie. The neighborhood was only a few years old, and at 1,700 square feet, the house was the nicest we'd ever had. Over the years, the home has been the setting of so many milestones: high school and college graduations, the death of my stepfather, the boomerang moves of my sister and myself, and later the transition of once-filled bedrooms into an office and guest room with a toy chest for the grandchildren. The neighborhood has changed too, as more has spread into Oklahoma City, bringing with it even more housing additions, bustling retail centers, and a growing number of retirement homes, such as the one where my grandmother now lives. For my mother, however, the American dream has taken a new shape. After 25 years of suburban living, my now semi-retired mother has sold her home and moved into a loft in Oklahoma City's Arts District. Downtown living has become cool again, with young professionals filling high-rise apartments and deep-deuce condos. It's also become home to the empty nester crowd, who are trading backyards for rooftop terraces and the five-mile drive to the grocery store for a two-block walk to the nearest restaurant. In fact, an analysis of 50 large cities by the online real estate brokerage Redfin found in the last decade more than 1 million baby boomers moved out of suburban areas, and a similar number moved to within 5 miles of city centers. My mother's come full circle from the suburbanization of the 1960s and 70s. That saw boomers and their families fleeing the urban areas for smaller towns like Edmond, Moore, and Norman. My generation, however, was shaped by our parents' flight, and as a result, many of those between the ages of 33 and 50 remain firmly planted in the suburbs, attracted by the siren call of good public schools and saddled by mortgages. As for our post-retirement prospects, they do not look too promising. According to a recent MetLife study, almost half of Gen Xers are behind in saving for retirement. 7% haven't even started saving, and 11% of us don't have retirement saving goals. Nevertheless, as Oklahoma City transforms from years of urban blight to downtown community, it will be interesting to see if there's room for the next generation of empty nesters. And if so, whether we can afford it. For Gen X, this is Jennifer Dennis Smith.